COVID-19 cases are on the rise in Greene County. The Ohio Department of Health has been airing a new hyper-local advertisement aimed at getting people to wear their face masks.
Some people say masks don't make a difference. Fact is, if 4 out of 5 of us wore a mask in public, the spread of COVID-19 could be significantly reduced. That's what I believe.
That's the voice of Dr. Kevin Sherritt. Dr. Sherritt is the Greene County coroner and a physician with the Kettering Health Network. WYSO reporter Chris Walter talked with Dr. Sherritt over the phone about what he is seeing in the Miami Valley.
How can folks stay safe during the pandemic?
A long time ago, back when I was in my residency, 2 of my patients were world champion ballroom dancers. Gentlemen could tell that I was really intrigued by the intricacy of their dance. And he gave me a piece of advice that I've never forgotten. The most eloquent performances are made up of basic steps performed well. This COVID situation is much kind of the same way. Hand washing and sanitation is paramount. Social distancing, we know that this is an airborne virus, and so it travels through the air. The longer distance it has to travel, the less virulent it is, the less contagious it is. And then with that in mind, anything that impedes that airborne transmission is helpful. That's where masks come in. It comes down to the basic steps: hand washing, social distancing, and barrier protection. The message hasn't changed because the message is true. And the message is the simple steps are the best that we have to end up with a good performance.
What are some other important things to remember during this pandemic?
I have patients asking me all the time, should they do this? Should they do that? Should I go to large gatherings? Should I participate in life on a daily basis? And the answer is we have to live life. But my advice to patients is don't take any chances you don't have to take. If you don't have to make a trip, don't make it. Make those choices that limit your exposure. It's really important not to let your health lapse. If it's time for a checkup, get the checkup one way or the other. If it's a time to have your labs drawn, let's get your labs drawn. If it's time for a vaccine, it's time for a vaccine. We need to maintain those things. We can't throw the baby out with the bathwater in terms of your health.
What will happen if people don't take this pandemic seriously?
Right now, what we're seeing is literally just the tip of the iceberg. This virus is contagious. We don't have immunity to it, even though we're seeing very significant numbers across our nation. It's just a drop in the bucket of what it could be if these precautions are not taken. If we don't take this seriously, then we will see a number of individuals infected beyond our imagination. And our ability to deal with it at that point would certainly be overwhelmed. I looked at the numbers yesterday for Greene County, and we had 20 new cases yesterday, which is a significant increase. It seemed like forever we hovered around that 50 mark in Greene County. And now, you know, we're well up over 200, close to 300, I think.
What do you recommend in terms of testing? When should people go and get tested?
Testing for those individuals that had a significant exposure, that is recommended. Secondly, if you come down with symptoms that are unusual, abnormal, then you need to consider testing, because since individuals are asymptomatic, you could have been exposed and not really realized it. Now, if you have no known exposure and you have no symptoms, then certainly testing becomes more of a vague, ambiguous situation. I'm not really recommending at this point that they go in for testing simply because it would overwhelm the testing sites.
Have you seen the people in the rural areas that you're treating? Are they treating this pandemic differently than people in the cities?
I do feel like the people in our community are taking this seriously, and they are doing a good job following those basic steps. And the reason I'm saying that is that our numbers are low. If you look at our numbers compared to surrounding communities and communities with similar populations, our numbers are low. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm not throwing stones at the surrounding communities, because there's been, you know, there's variables involved that are out of people's control. But I am very thankful, and I feel that we're very fortunate here in Greene County that our numbers are as low as they are. And I think that's certainly in no small part due to the fact that people are taking it seriously, I think, for the most part, and they are trying to do their part to prevent the spread.
That was Dr. Kevin Sherritt, Greene County coroner, speaking with WYSO News reporter Chris Welter.